Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled Young Practitioner Eliminating My Jealousy and Lust by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Taiwan. The article was published on the Minghui website on March 1st, 2023. I started practicing Falun Dafa with my father when I was very young. Master Li, Dafa's founder, always watched over me, and although I didn't quite understand what cultivation was at first, I knew that Dafa was good. My uncle became seriously ill when I was in my last year of high school. My father and aunt read the Fa and Master's new articles to him. One was a teaching at 2012 International Fa Conference at the US Capitol. Since I had nothing to do, as I waited in the hospital, I read it, but didn't understand it. I told my father that I was unable to understand the lecture, and he replied it was because I hadn't kept up with the progress of Fa rectification. Through studying the Fa, I realized that I was not truly practicing cultivation. I also understood that practitioners must do the three things well. I thought, how do I tell people about the persecution? I asked my father if he could take me to a scenic spot to clarify the truth to tourists. He said it might not be suitable because I was preparing for college entrance exams. He thought it over and suggested that I could collect signatures to support the lawsuit against the former Chinese Communist Party head, Jiang Zemin. Part 1. Telling people about the persecution. Master arranged everything when he saw that I had the heart. I started to tell my classmates about the persecution. I initially didn't know what to say and always had tears when I talked about how practitioners were brutally treated. Most students and teachers were very kind and signed the petition. I realized that how well practitioners cultivated themselves determined people's attitude towards Dafa. I ranked in the middle of my class in my studies. I studied hard, but I didn't pursue results. Surprisingly, I came in second in my class in the college entrance exam. This result surprised even my teacher. What made me most happy was that all my classmates also got good grades and entered the universities they wanted. Many people said they were blessed because they understood the truth and supported Falun Dafa. Part 2. University offers new cultivation opportunities. When I applied for universities, I discovered that many of them had Falun Dafa clubs. I asked Master to give me an environment to study the Fa and clarify the truth. I applied to 4 universities, and the 3 universities that had Falun Dafa clubs accepted me. I appreciated Master's arrangement. I didn't expect that I would experience so many ordeals when I began attending the university. The new environment, high pressure, odd roommates, and cold weather made getting used to my new life challenging. I felt the difficulties of cultivation and the pain of facing tests. I joined the school's Falun Dafa Club and met fellow practitioners there. However, some did not study the Fa or do the exercises very often, which was different from what I expected. In my first year of college, I got up early every day and joined the group exercises because there was a practice site at school. I also read the Fa every day, so my academic performance was good and my cultivation state was relatively stable. However, in my second year, I started working part-time. I couldn't balance cultivation, school, and work. Then came the biggest cultivation test I ever had. I had just started to take charge of the Falun Dafa Club at my university. A practitioner asked me to prepare for 2 truth clarification events simultaneously. The person in charge of one event always called whenever she thought of something, regardless of whether I had time to answer the phone. She was always ready to change the plan and wanted us to go along with her ever-changing ideas. I later learned that another activity was too political and unsuitable to be held under the name of the Falun Dafa Club. Another club formed by practitioners could have organized it. When I learned that, I resented the practitioner who asked me to organise the event. I then had a heated argument with the practitioner over the phone. She got angry and asked me twice, "Are you really a Falun Dafa practitioner?" The pitfalls of society combined with the conflicts with my roommates over my studies, life, and work, were really like what Master said in Tempering One's Heart and Will from Hunyin. Quote, 100 hardships falling all at once, see how one lives. Able to endure suffering in the world, transcending the world is a Buddha. Unquote. I wept after the call. Looking at Master's photo, I kept shedding tears. I was disappointed and asked myself if I had acted like a true DAFA practitioner. I felt very bad and that I hadn't done my job as club president well. Although these activities were successful and many people learned the truth, I was physically and mentally exhausted. I thought, I may not be suitable for this position. Perhaps another practitioner can take over. Shortly afterwards, a practitioner came to our school for his master's degree. He was once the Falun Dafa club president of another school. I thought, what a great arrangement. I couldn't wait to give the position to him. At that time, I was only thinking about myself and did not think of others. I later looked inward and found my attachments to resentment, jealousy, indifference, and selfishness. My negative attitude affected the new club president. He was dissatisfied with what I did and told me what he thought. I looked inward and sincerely explained to him what happened and thanked him for his understanding. I also realized that negative thoughts about fellow practitioners can form a gap over time. If we can communicate openly, the gap will disappear, and we can prevent resentment from forming. I realized that I had an attachment to personal interest, so I quit my part-time job. At that time, it just so happened that our local Minghui school had a part-time position available. It didn't take up too much time, and I would be paid. I appreciated Master's meticulous arrangement. I also started memorizing the Fa. I memorized a paragraph each day. It was so hard to recite some passages that I wept. But I didn't give up, no matter how hard it was. Thanks to the courage of that practitioner, the club has been running smoothly. More younger practitioners came to our school, so the club grew. We also held many events, including campus parades, exhibitions exposing the Chinese Communist Party's atrocities of forced organ harvesting, and movie screenings. Many people learned about the persecution, and our club won the university's top club award for years. That's when the conflicts between my roommate and I intensified. I had a lot of friction with this roommate since my first year. She often ate all the food I prepared for the next day without telling me. I once prepared breakfast for 2 days and thought if she ate one portion, I would at least have one more for the next day. But she ate all of it. She often came back very late at night and made a lot of noise. She also chatted with another roommate at midnight. I laugh when I think about it now, but I was angry then. This roommate went on to win her department's academic award and also found a boyfriend. My intense jealousy kicked in. I didn't understand why so many good girls were single, but she had a boyfriend. I felt it was unfair because those who studied hard didn't always do well academically. Still, she got the award even though she stayed up until 3 a.m, reading comics before her exams. The more I looked at her, the more I disliked her. I knew this mindset was not right, and I constantly reminded myself to endure. But whenever something happened, my negative thoughts dominated. Master was always watching over me. One day, when I was memorizing a passage of the Fa for the second time, I realized that I was blocked by a breath of anger, and I was upset. I felt stupid and let it go right away. I knew that my roommate was a good person who understood the truth and also signed our petition calling for an end to the persecution. I should be happy for her when she was blessed. Miraculously, after I changed my mindset, my roommate no longer ate my food and no longer came back late. I knew that as long as I didn't give up on cultivation and persisted in improving myself, all issues would eventually be resolved. I was also bothered by my strong attachment to lust. Starting in elementary school, girls often read romance novels together. Romance novels write about everything nowadays, and most of them are no different from erotic stories. I read everything, except those with homosexual themes. I also watched comics, anime, and movies. These bad things kept accumulating in my mind. Fortunately, I was able to talk with other practitioners about my attachment to lust. I memorized the FAR, rejected the bad thoughts, and eliminated my attachment. Like most people, practitioners have their work and life and need to do their jobs and fulfill their daily responsibilities. The difference between practitioners and ordinary people is that when practitioners encounter difficulties, they can first think about what is wrong with themselves. They can endure hardships as well as face injustices and laugh them off. No matter whether we are respected or looked down upon, supported or persecuted, we should think of other people and tell them the truth compassionately and rationally. We should measure ourselves against the standard of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and be truly good people.
The following is a Mingwei report entitled Falun Dafa's Principles Help a Young Couple Resolve Conflicts and Guide Their Children by Mingwei reporter Zheng Yuan in Taiwan. The article was published on the Mingwei website on January 7, 2024. There's an old saying, it's easy to fall in love, but difficult to get along afterwards. People come from different backgrounds, have different opinions and notions. And when they marry, they inevitably have conflicts. A young couple from Taiwan handle these challenges by looking within. They educate their children this way and give them their own space, but also encourage them to be courteous and considerate. Their sons are kind and polite. They live in harmony and follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Yiyuan and his wife Yuan Ru met due to their common interest, practicing Falun Dafa. Yiyuan is outgoing, warm, and likes to help people, while Yuan Ru is gentle and shy. They have different personalities, yet they complement each other. Part 1. Distorted Notions About Life. Yiyuan's family was strict and demanding. He didn't like the pressure his parents put on him. He didn't know the purpose of life and searched for something meaningful. At one point, he thought about becoming a monk, but he didn't understand or like the religious rituals. He lived in the dorm when he attended university and felt like a bird who was freed from a cage. He made a lot of friends. He was not interested in studies, but constantly played computer games. He began failing academically and was nearly dismissed from school in his second year. With a relative's help, he found a temporary job in Taipei during the school holiday in 2004. His aunt invited him to stay with her family. He was very surprised when he saw her. She looked radiant. She used to be mean, so he didn't like her. But now she was different. She was kind and easygoing. When he learned that she changed after she began practicing Falun Dafa, he was interested. His aunt suggested he attend a Falun Dafa 9-day seminar. Part 2. Gaining Wisdom After Learning Falun Dafa. When he watched Master's video lecture the first day, he knew he found what he had been searching for. Every day he looked forward to attending the seminar. He said he found a bright path and began practicing Falun Dafa. He studied the Fa and practiced the exercises with his aunt and other practitioners. He felt refreshed and happy. He returned to school after the holidays. He felt his wisdom opened up and his mind became clear. As he continued practicing Falun Dafa, he was no longer interested in computer games. He made rapid progress in his studies, surprising his teachers and classmates. He entered National Taiwan Normal University in 2009. And studied for his master's degree at Graduate Institute of Electro-Optical Engineering. He became a public servant after he graduated the following year. He found life became happier after he began practicing Falun Dafa. Soon after he started working, he married his girlfriend, Yuan Ru. Part 3. Practicing Falun Dafa. Yuan Ru was always at the top of her class academically in high school, and her teachers and classmates praised her. Yet she was not moved, because she always believed life is fleeting and there is no eternal happiness. She was close to her mother, who changed a lot after she took up Falun Dafa. After she began practicing, she seldom lost her temper and shared her understanding about any issues with Yuan Ru from the Fa's perspective. Yuan Ru was able to take things lightly as a result. She often read Zhuan Falun to Yuan Ru, who said she felt what was written in the book was very good. Yuan Ru started practicing Falun Dafa in 1999 when she was in her second year of senior high school. She now has two boys at 5 and 6 years old. She and her husband often take them to attend Falun Dafa activities. They are growing up in a healthy family environment. Yuan Ru said they meditate and read Zhuan Falun with us every day. Raising children is also a cultivation process for my husband and me. How they behave is a reflection of our cultivation state. Although they are small, they understand the Fa principles when we talk to them using stories. Part 4. Behave as Practitioners. Yuan Ru graduated from Taipei Medical University and now works for a media company. She believes that her current job provides her a better opportunity to clarify the truth to people. As a mother, wife, and employee, she feels time is precious, and how she balances her roles is challenging. Because both of them were busy, family conflicts arose when they dealt with household chores, looking after the children, etc. At first, Yuan Ru felt the situation was unfair. When she realized that she should look within instead of trying to change her husband or holding on to her own ideas, she let go of her competitiveness, her feelings of fairness, or trying to make her husband understand her. Her husband also looked inside. When both of them stepped back during conflicts, looked inward to identify their own shortcomings, and let go of their attachments, their life became peaceful again. They cultivate bit by bit, and their family is more and more harmonious.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.